Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Kathy Kozay.
Good morning.
Hope you've been enjoying your time with us this week. This is day five of your ordeal co-hosting the show.
It is day five. Beth Ann's coming back next week, and it'll be good. I think I'm needed back in the office.
Well, we've enjoyed having you here, that's for sure.
Well, you've made it easy, Chris.
You know, we're talking about a lot of community initiatives this morning, and here's one. We know there's a lot of food going to waste in this world, and we also know that many of us undernourished are just plain hungry. It's an imbalance no one has been able to resolve on a global level, but we can at least make a difference in our own communities. And that's what drives Heather Fuccini, president of the University of Hawaii Food Recovery Network, which gathers surplus food from the UH campus and delivers it to those who need it most. Heather's with us in our studio. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming in. What were the process? Take us through the process that led you to get this thing going.
Actually, it all started with a YouTube video my husband found online.
Is that right?
Yeah, through their national organization. And I was wondering if there was something like that already happening at UH, and there wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I got in contact with my community nutrition professor, and she put me in touch with Sodexo, which is our dining hall facilitator. And from there, we just got the ball rolling, and I found five volunteers to help me out, and we just did two official recoveries, and then we were an official chapter with the Food Recovery Network, and it's the first Food Recovery Network chapter here in Hawaii.
Tell me more about the Food Recovery Network. This is a national initiative?
Yes, it's a national program. There's over 180 chapters through different universities. It's mainly through university campuses. Mm-hmm. They donate all surplus food that is in the cafeteria to local shelters and food banks and stuff like that.
That amounts to quite a bit of food, doesn't it?
It does. Actually, since they started in 2011, they've already donated over 1 million pounds of food, which is 800,000 meals for hungry people. Because in America today, 197 million pounds of food is still being thrown away, which is 40% of food is being just thrown in the rubbish. And it's doing, it's actually 25% of all U.S. methane gases is from our food trash.
And that's perfectly good edible food that is just 40%, you said.
40% of all edible surplus food is just being thrown away. So we're trying to relocate that and give it to those in need instead of putting it in the dump.
So you had to enlist the cooperation of UH and its food vendor, and then you had to find somebody to give the food to.
We did, yes.
Which was IHS?
Yeah, we do. We bring our food to the IHS men's shelter. They have a full working kitchen that can store the food we have and serve it at the right temperatures. And from there, it goes to multiple shelters. It goes over to the women and children's shelter and the veterans shelter as well. Mm-hmm. So we're able to take our food there as the main hub and then distribute it out from there.
And how much does that amount to, say, on a given day?
Well, we've been averaging... right now we do once a week, and we've been averaging about 100 pounds every recovery. We have, since we started in December, we've recovered 2,266 pounds of food.
That's an impressive.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it really does. It really does make a difference. And the whole idea of getting I'm thinking about other people who might want to form similar mechanisms, and so they'll have questions like, you know, are there some. You obviously have to meet some food safety guidelines, right, in handling food. Anytime you handle food, you've got to meet some yardsticks, yeah?
Yes, there are. The main national organization does send out training for us to safely handle the food. Hmm. But most businesses don't understand that we are covered by the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Act. And if we donate our food in good faith without negligence, we will not be held liable for anyone that gets ill from the food, and we can't be sued for that.
But that would be a question I think that a lot of people would have. Well, why don't more people do this,
yes,
right? So if you meet those criteria, what other criteria do you have to deal with?
We have to keep it below 40 degrees or above 140 degrees, depending on the food, and we have to be able to deliver the food within 2 hours. Food safety standards do permit 4 hours, but we try to keep it, you know, extra safe by mm-hmm. just doing it in 2 hours. And then you also have to have a dining facility you can donate to that already has a working feeding program.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to deliver it to somebody who is going to be able to immediately refrigerate it.
Immediately refrigerate it or serve it Within the temperature required, yes.
And within that same time frame, more or less immediately when they get it.
Yes.
I'm just kind of, you know, sort of imagining this blueprint to create. And how do you let the community know about it? I love this little video that you made. Is it a video or a...
It's a PowerPoint slide. Yeah, it's a PowerPoint slide. We've been doing a promotion of hashtag Fight Food Waste. I've gone to a couple of different middle schools and high schools and reached out to them so they can start at a younger age realizing how much food is actually going to waste, and they can start to think about it and get the wheels turning on doing their own thing in the community. And we're trying to work with community outreach so that people do realize this, because most people have no idea that this much food is just going away.
When you do talk to, you're telling me you talk to fourth graders about this. How do they react? Are they surprised?
They were very surprised, yes. They didn't know that much food was going to waste. Also, they didn't know that the biggest waste comes from farms itself. Because it's too expensive for farmers to go back out and pick up the food that wouldn't sell. So like an apple, if it's not pretty and it's not going to sell to the grocery store, then they just leave it on the ground and let it rot and till it back under. And so Food Recovery Network, we are not doing this right now personally here in Hawaii, but Food Recovery Network nationwide is going into the farms and they're collecting this food that's being tilled back under. Well, obviously before it gets tilled back under, but they're going to... donate that to food banks and stuff like that.
It really does seem as if the ingredients are there and the need is there for a much larger effort just across the board from all kinds of organizations. So I'm kind of thinking about ways that people can emulate you, right? How tough was it to recruit volunteers? I would think you'd have a pretty easy time of it once you explain what it is you're up to.
Yeah, luckily I am in the nutrition science department at UH. Uh-huh. So we had fellow students that were very interested in it, and we do weekly email bursts and stuff, and they come once a week, and we rely solely on volunteers, and we've been pretty successful so far just relying on volunteers. We're working through the summer right now to pinpoint our schedule for summer, because it's kind of a little bit more difficult because everybody's either off island or doesn't have a car or something like that for the summer, but...
And you need, so you need what? You need a delivery component, right? Somebody with wheels to get this down every day and able to keep on a schedule.
Yes.
And perhaps a vehicle large enough to accommodate. What else did you, other needs did you have to meet?
That's actually pretty much it. We have to.
Really?
We just have the working cafeteria. They're really helpful. Sodexo was so helpful with us. And then we just have to have aluminum pans, aluminum foil, a thermometer, and a scale, gloves, and I just transferred everything in my car, usually. And it takes about a whole 20 to 30 minutes for us to do this. So, like, an hour total once a week, and we're saving this much food and donating it. So,
because I think it's the kind of thing, Heather, that a lot of people might think would take a larger effort than you described. But once you get it going, it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah, we're like pizza delivery guys, except for we don't get paid for it.
Well, that's a great idea. Thanks so much for coming in, Heather.
Thank you so much for having us.
My real pleasure. Heather Fucini is a food science and human nutrition student at the University of Hawaii and is the president of the University of Hawaii Food Recovery Network.